It is Friday morning when we hear from our Project StoryCorps, and today we have a baseball story. For those baseball fans who are not so dismayed by developments earlier this week, they can't listen anymore. The Boston Red Sox and Atlanta Braves failed to make the playoffs this week with historic late-season collapses, and that is eerily similar to something that happened 60 years ago. That season, the Brooklyn Dodgers lost their hold on first place and ended up in a playoff with their crosstown rivals, the New York Giants. The Dodgers lost in spectacular fashion, giving up a ninth-inning home run to Bobby Thompson. It was known as the shot heard round the world. Today we hear from Harvey Sherman, who, like everyone else living in Brooklyn at that time, remembers every detail about that day.
In 1951, we blew a 13.5-game lead, and we had the playoff against the Giants. I think a guy by the name of Thompson had a home run off a guy by the name of Branca. Still hurts to talk about it. Many of our fathers were Giant fans, but all of the sons and daughters were Dodger fans because Ebbets Field was a neighborhood place. And those were the days where baseball was during the day. So in 1951, when Thompson hit the home run, my pals and I were in school. The teacher, Mrs. McPherson, lovely old Irish lady, stopped teaching. Put your radios on. Let's listen to the Dodger game.
One out, last of the ninth. Bobby Thompson takes a strike call on the inside corner.
And that's what happened in the whole high school. Everybody had a portable radio. And we all listened to the game, including the teachers.
Branca throws. There's a long strike! It's going to be, I believe! The Giants run the pennant! The Giants run the pennant! The Giants run the pennant!
Well, my friend Bobby had his maroon portable radio on. And again, we didn't have a lot of money in those days. But when Thompson hit the home run, class was dismissed. Bobby took his radio, and he threw it down the staircase. How can you forget it? Sort of like Pearl Harbor and stuff like that. We remember it very, very well.
Stuff like that. Harvey Sherman telling that story to his friend Alex Reisner in New York City. Their conversation will be archived with all the others in the Library of Congress, and you can find the podcast at npr.org.